Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Today, we are going to talk about having your own business. There's lots of things I could say about having a mindset for your own business and changing from employee to business owner. But one of the things I want to talk about today is working with clients. You may be a freelancer, or you may be a business owner. And this is specifically more to the freelancer type businesses. When you get your clients, I know that some cases you are just happy to get the work and you just want things to work out and I get that. But over time, you realize that there's certain things that you need to do to prevent stress, to make things run more smoothly, and to make sure you don't work with clients that aren't a good fit for you and don't respect you. One thing I've talked about in the past is how people who look for freelancers and hire and work with freelancers don't necessarily treat them with respect and or don't realize that they are also running a business and have their own setup and lives and so on and so forth. So as a freelancer, one of the things that I suggest you do when you are starting to work with a client is have an onboarding call, where you hash out all the details of what it is you're supposed to be doing. Whether you're a VA, whether you're a graphic designer, whether you are customer service, whatever it is that you are doing, whatever service you are providing for this other person, even if it's just a 10-minute chat, where you sit down, hash everything out, and then follow it up with an email that states, I, X person, have agreed to work with Y person on this project or for this amount of time. Don't be afraid to do a testing period of a week or 2 weeks, especially if it's a long-term gig, because that's when you figure out the kinks and the niggles. State what hours you are available, your best method of communication, how often you are willing to communicate with somebody else. If they need an update, do they need it weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, every day, fortnightly, which apparently isn't a word that's used in America. These things are important, and also put in if they reach out to you outside of those hours, require urgent work, require whatever it is that is out of the norm, what is it they should expect? So, for example, if they message you outside of your normal office hours, they can expect a response by X, Y, and Z. If they require work that needs to be done within a 2-hour, 12-hour, 24-hour, something unusual that you haven't talked about period of time, you will charge them a premium of whatever percent or double time or time and a half or however you want to word it for that job to be done. And you are not guaranteeing that you will take that work on. You will need to send them a message or communicate with them in some way that, yes, you can do this. You can say no, but that's another episode. So what else was I talking about? At payment terms, you'll get paid for this, this, and this on this date. If not, this happens. So, or they need to put a deposit down. I work with copywriters, or I work with lots of different types. And so some people like 50% down and 50% when they finish the work, or you put in milestones and so you get paid per milestone, or it's a set amount of money per week, or an hourly rate and it's tracked in a certain way. These things need to be put in writing. And this helps you so much in pushback, because a lot of people who take on freelancers, there's this thing called project creep, where this task gets added on and that task gets added on and, ooh, can you do this? Having this in writing and so everyone is clear about it helps you, because when they ask for something out of the ordinary or that isn't in that email or that document, you can then message them and say, hey, just a reminder, quite happy to do this, whatever it is, but as per our agreement, it will cost you this amount of money or this amount of time or this amount of, or the quality won't be as good or whatever the consequence is from their request. All freelancers, I beg for you to do this, because it helps your client realize that you are serious about what you do. You are a business. You know what you're doing. And it helps them respect you with what you're doing. If they don't agree to these things, they are not a good client for you because they are going to treat you as an employee. And the whole point for you being a freelancer is, I think, that you do not want to be an employee. So the only way to ensure this is to set some rules and guidelines. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll listen next week. I look forward to hearing from you. Please message me at introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. Please like us on Facebook, like us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. And I will look forward to speaking with you next week. Have a good rest of your week.